This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Team India etched their name in history, lifting the ICC Champions Trophy for a record third time after a commanding victory over New Zealand by 4 wickets in the grand finale at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Under the dazzling floodlights, the men in blue delivered a performance worthy of champions. Chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash, India achieved it with an over to spare. The opening pair of Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill provided a blistering start, stitching together a 105-run partnership for the first wicket. Gill fought hard for his 31 before Glenn Phillips took a stunning catch at extra cover. While Rohit registered his first 50 of the championship but was eventually stumped for 76. The duo of Akshar Patel and Shreyas Iyer offered resistance after a few tight overs in between. Iyer got out for 48 runs while Akshar contributed with a cameo of 29 runs. Hardik Pandya also contributed with a quick fire 18 before getting out. After that, it was merely a formality as India wrapped up the match in no time, securing a memorable victory. The atmosphere reached feverish pitch as Ravindra Jadeja struck the winning shot, sending the crowd into a frenzy of jubilation.
Into the fence for four. It's the Champions Trophy for India. They win it after 12 years. And it's another ICC tournament going their way. They played like champions. And they deserve this Champions Trophy 2025. They've outplayed New Zealand. They've outplayed every other team in this tournament.
Skipper Rohit Sharma was adjudged player of the match, while New Zealand player Rachin Ravindra was declared player of the series. The triumph marked India's second ICC trophy in as many years following their T20 World Cup victory last year. India had previously won the tournament in 2002 and 2013. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw congratulated the Indian cricket team on clinching the ICC Champions Trophy. In a social media post, the President highlighted that India became the only team to win the trophy thrice. She said that the players, the management and the support staff deserve highest accolades for creating cricketing history. The Prime Minister lauded the Team Indian's victory as an exceptional result. He said that the team played wonderfully throughout the tournament. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin today. The second phase of the session, which will continue till 4th April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur today. The state has been under the President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the state's 9th tiger reserve, Madhav National Park, by releasing a tiger and tigress today. The Chief Minister will also inaugurate a 13-kilometer-long stone safety wall inside the park. Former central banker Mark Carney will become Canada's next Prime Minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him as its leader. He will be sworn in as Prime Minister in the coming days. Carney, 59, replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January. Carney previously served as the Governor of the Bank of Canada and later he became the first non-citizen to lead the Bank of England in 2013. India and the 27-nation European Union, EU, will start the 10th round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement in Brussels today. The talks are expected to focus on resolving remaining issues so that the agreement can be finalized by the end of this year. And the 12th edition of the India-Kyrgyzstan Joint Special Forces Exercise, Khanjar 12, will begin in Kyrgyzstan today. The 14-day joint exercise will continue till 23rd of this month. The aim of the exercise is to exchange experiences and best practices in counter-terrorism and special forces operations in urban and mountainous high-altitude terrain scenarios. And that is the end of this news bulletin.